live from the beautiful province of Manitoba in the great country Canada. It is the Mac Show Ken. And we had
excuse me, do I turn this down? No. Do I turn it up or down?
Now that's good, right there.
Is that good?
That's good. Wait.
I love you, brother.
Thank you. It is the two brothers. We have Liam and Guy Lafleur from the great country of Canada, here to talk about the Macintosh computer on
hello.
The
hello.
The Mac Show Canned A.
The Mac Show Canned. That's what we are.
Eh.
So what do we do this week, brother?
I don't know, but it's cold outside in the outdoors here.
Great White North.
Yes, Great White North. I had to wear a very warm toque this evening, so I was cold coming to the studio.
Don't be a hoser. What are we doing? Who are we? Why are we up here? Tell the fans.
We are here to talk about the Apple computers and how we like them and stuff. And we have very good interviews to see.
That was my new soundboard.
That's really cool. Okay. We are going to talk about Apple and how we like computers that are made by Apple computers.
It's amazing, brother, that we actually got Apples this far up in the Great White North.
It is true. They used to make Apples here in Great Canada.
Do we have any sponsors this week, brother?
We have Molson, right?
I don't want you to be pimping the sponsors.
I'm not pimping the sponsors. I don't know what you're talking about. Can't I even say the sponsor's name?
I don't want you to get out of control.
That's what's the whole purpose of having sponsors, eh?
Brother, don't speak too much. You know that. Don't speak out of turn. You know
I know. Because I don't want to have too many words on the show. I understand that we only have so much space.
That's my sound, brother.
That is a good sound. So you you like to talk about the bandwidth problem, eh?
No, brother. I'm the sound man. You'd be doing all the talking.
Oh, okay.
What time is it? It's about what time is it up here?
It's about 2:30 in the afternoon, eh?
Brother, you're already losing your Canadian accent.
Yes, it's true. I sound sort of
rushed. It's about 2 minutes to two.
It almost sound Russian. It must be the motion.
Exactly. What bandwidth problem, brother?
If we talk too much here in Canada, the bandwidth will make all of our friends down in the States, modems will fry and everybody very sad.
And the Canadian Royal Mounted Police will come and get us, brother, right?
True, true. And you can't go to Bugaboo Creek anymore because you'll be kicked out there.
Don't be a hoser.
So we have a phone call this evening.
We
from
do, brother.
From the great Canadian scientist Herbert Larrabee, and he is going to talk about the...
What company is he from, brother?
Well, he works for Apple Computer.
Good.
Apple Computer Canada.
He's about 40 years old, right?
About around that much there. And he is the director of the Cursor Look and Feel. We had a very fascinating conversation with Herbert Larrabee from the great country of Canada.
I've got it right here, brother. Hello, Mr.
Could you play that?
Sure, brother.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Larrabee.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Hello. Larrabee. Could you tell us more about the cursor and what you do with the Apple computer? Amazing. Amazing. That's very amazing. That's about the most greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So, what else do you do there at Apple?
My proper self close, steckt den Finger in den Po, steckt ihn rein, zieht ihn raus.
That is amazing. Could you tell me more about the Apple computer and how it uses Canadian technology?
He's very silly, brother. Why?
I don't know. I think he's very happy.
You
I don't
sound like a hoser, brother. Eh?
I don't know. He's kind of strange. I don't understand what he's saying. He has that weird accent there, that American accent.
Well, brother, I think that's about it for this week, or no? Or more Herbert? I think we got more Herbert on there.
He does. He's on the phone some more here. It's about a minute long.
I had an interview with Michael Jackson. It's live in studio.
Hi, fam.
Who's
Hello,
that
Michael.
Lady, brother?
I tried to translate
I don't know.
Legitimate
I think that is Steve Jobs, I don't know, maybe? I don't know.
Don't be a hoser, brother.
How do you say this is stupid?
Stupid, brother.
Okay.
They're a bunch of hosers.
Thank you for listening to the Mac Show Canned A.
Brother, what a great show we had this week,
This was
sir.
Great. I wish it was more warmer outside, but it is not. So
Father, play our Canadian national anthem, won't you? One more time?
One more time. It's a love this. I love the Canadian
Goodbye
anthem.
From the Great White North. It's about 2 minutes to two, still. Don't, I told you not to pimp the sponsors, brother. Don't pimp them.
I did not pimp them.
I don't pimp.
What are you talking about?
Stop
pimping.
Stop touching me, brother.
It's a bandwidth.
Stop touching me. Get your hand off of me, brother.
Do you have any Canadian bacon?
Get off of me, eh? The hoser.
But I love you. Nice toque.
God.
I'm really sorry, folks. The presentation should be running. I just installed my new operating system, Windows 95.
Try typing sysedit.exe.
Thank you.
Check your autoexec.com.
No, look at your config.com.
Oh yeah, live from beautiful Clifton Park, New York, it's the good old-fashioned cheesy fresh Mac and Chat Variety Hour with your host Mark. I'm not an alcoholic, Dels, and Bill, I hate beer, Susie. This week's special guest is Mr. Lefleur from the Mac Show Canned A in Canada. And the triumphant return of Bruce, sometimes Victoria High Quality, and as always, Ed, Foot in Mouth Disease McMahon.
Problems, problems, problems.
Woohoo!
How are we
here?
We
got problems
right
coming out of our butt cheeks.
Last
son.
Week, now this week. Here we
That's
are.
Right.
I don't know how we made it.
That's right.
Do you want to talk about the problems for a minute? We're not supposed to do banter anymore. I forgot.
No more banter. Actually, we actually got a guy that said he was kind of upset that he doesn't really care about the banter. So what we thought we would do is we would unplug our headphones there. Is instead of doing banter this week, is that we're just going to do this.
So you're having a bad computer day. Five restarts, a bad find, a complete freeze, and now the thing just won't even start up. So what do you do now? Load that rescue disk, call that IT dork, or just try to fix it yourself? Hey, you can say screw it. Yeah, screw it. That's the spirit. Just say forget and go have a beer. Hell, why not have five for that matter? Your computer isn't going anywhere, right? When you get to the end of your rope, not just any other beer will do. You need a good beer. A beer that says you deserve this. A beer to help you take your mind off things. When computing problems have you down, pop open a can of Cupertino Light. Because it's the only microbrew beer you need when you just don't give a rat's ass anymore. This one goes down smooth and fast, helping you forget whatever computer problems you may have. So next time your computer decides it can't print, it can't get your email, can't surf the web, whatever, pop open a can of Cupertino Light, sit back, enjoy your day, and you'll thank us for us later. Cupertino Light is not affiliated with any other company based in Cupertino, its products or its subsidiaries. Please compute and drink responsibility.
So we're not doing banter anymore?
No, I just wanted to screw around with that guy. He said, don't do any more banter, so.
Guess what? More banter.
Haha.
More banter.
So.
Why don't you start with all the problems we've been having for the last 2 weeks?
Well,
where were we?
Actually, what happened last week is Mark lost his left leg in
That's
a terrible train accident. He was trying to see if he put his iMac on the train, if it would squish down into this flat little penny-like object, but he lost his leg in the process.
Now, you know,
pretty difficult.
As soon as Apple ISP hears that, they're going to give us an email and saying you can't say that
you
on the
air. You can't say cut off iBooks on the iMac on the trains. But actually what happened was last week is we had some weird stuff happen with our trusty special edition iMac over here. As you know, we used to record the show on the on the G3 that we have. But actually, since we've upgraded to Titaniums over here, we've enlisted the use of my G3 graphite slot loading.
That's our titanium sound.
Oh, okay. Slot loading iMac. And what has happened is that last week when we started to do the show, we recorded a couple of commercials and whatnot in front of the show, and we played them back, and they were... what happens, it sounds something like the beginning of the commercial, the beginning of the show today. What you hear,
the
Fleur brother up in the Mac show canned that we got from satellite somehow. It sort of sounds like that, so it's they must be having the same problem that we're having.
It kind of like bled in here. We have our trusty satellite dish on the roof. It just bled right into our line.
So we were having some problems with that. So we had to do a reformat of the disc. Actually, we never got a chance to reformat the disc. We actually found out that the disc was heavily fragmented. So that was a big ordeal. And that didn't solve the problem.
2 hours tonight. We still got it tonight.
We still have it tonight. So instead of recording straight into our favorite MP3 format, which ends up being about a 30 meg file, we're going to be recording right now into AIFF format, which will probably be 1.6 million megs.
So if you hear it tonight during the show, we're working on it. We're going to have to go back to my tower, my baby. Bill's equipment with this googly eyes extension, it never works right.
Oh, boy.
So we got Twin PowerBook G4s running OS 10 and OS 9.1.
That's right.
Bill's actually not running OS 10 tonight anymore. Why is
that? That's right. Both of these machines are running OS 10, and their new titaniums, they are the epitome of Macintosh-ness.
Yours isn't running OS 10 tonight, is it?
Actually, it is. I fixed it.
Oh, you did fix it?
Yeah, I had a problem where...
Tell our audience, because they're going to have problems, too. You might as well get it out now.
Well, what happened was all this time here... hey, look at this. I got an ICQ from one of our ICQ fans. It says, "Hi, it's Robert. I have pornographied my sister naked. Want to look?" Oh, wait, that's not one of our fans, is it?
We don't have an ICQ address at the moment for some reason.
No, our ICQ address sucks, so...
We're working on it.
We don't know what's going on with that, so...
For every problem that comes up to it, we're working on it.
We're working on it.
We're getting there.
Just like Apple. Apple keeps saying that about, you know... Everybody says, you know, OS 10 doesn't work at all. The doc hates me. We're working on it.
How about our email? We've been getting some email from
folks. We've got a lot of email. You guys have been really sending us a lot of email and telling us all kinds of stuff. You know, like the guy saying that he doesn't like the banter and...
Too bad.
So,
anyhow. We're doing it anyway. Yeah. We're doing it our way.
We did it our way.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, we have got a lot of email coming in saying different things about the show, different things about the sound quality, different things about bandwidth in our email.
Different things about your mom.
Different things about my mom. Things about...
Studio phone.
There's studio phone. Yeah, I wonder who that could be.
Hmm.
Hey, let's go take a look. Maybe we can harass some telemarketer. Oh, no, it's not a telemarketer. Damn.
Shoot. Someday we'll get a call.
Yeah, oh, well.
That's for Smitty, right?
I think so.
Oh, well.
I think it's for Smitty.
Nobody's going to be calling us into my new studio.
That's right.
My studio.
Unfortunately, I have a roommate, so he gets phone calls there every once in a while. So, lots of email coming in. Keep it coming in, because you're going to have the email down. And let's just review the email addresses. It's bill@macandchatradio.com. And mark@macandchatradio.com. So those are our email. And just about anything at macandchatradio.com will come in.
Eggs.
And eggs at macandchatradio.com. Beer at macandchatradio.com. You know, whatever.
What about the website while you're speaking of
the website doesn't work at all.
It's not true.
If you click on anything, nothing actually works because Mark keeps screwing around with
it. I can't help it. I want it looking good, you know? It's the third revision. It's 3.0.
But none of the links work. Somebody actually was complaining to me that the links
knock
don't
it
work.
Off. Like, one I link want... works. I fixed some stuff today.
Okay,
it works. Good. About works.
About works. About works.
You can order T-shirts.
T-shirts.
From our wonderful, wonderful friends at allyou.com.
Now, what about T-shirts? Are we going to go talk about the commercial right now, or are we just going to mention it that we have T-shirts?
This is not the commercial
We actually
yet.
Got... the T-shirts in. So we have T-shirts in our hands.
So now.
Right to the ears.
They're really awesome T-shirts.
They did an awesome
job.
They're like so great. It's like amazing. It's like they're like black and they have like green and white and they have a logo on either side of each sleeve. It's just awesome.
That means a contest. Now the contest got to start.
So we're going to think up of a contest. But the contest is still open, by the way. The first person who sends us the best email something@macandchatradio.com. Whatever.
So far, it's been Delce at Mac and Chat Radio and Bill at Mac and Chat Radio.
Yeah, nobody's been
very
creative.
Not very original.
So
people.
Send anything. I don't know, like Mac TV, and you can't use anything that I say right now, but anything at macandchatradio.com. Send
you should
it
have
to
a
us.
Cutoff date for this because eventually we're going to have to cut off.
In about 10 minutes. So go!
The show is not live, Bill.
That's right. Thank God.
Oh, we have
live.
Some more shirts we're going to give away from Ramjet.
We do have shirts from Ramjet. Ramjet is our new super duper sponsor. We love these guys. You want to tell how great these guys are at Ramjet?
They're so great.
Could you pick another sound?
That's my fanfare sound.
Oh, all right.
So anyway, Ramjet, man, they're hooking us up. Ramjet, they hooked our two titaniums up with full memory. This memory,
yes. This
memory actually works, unlike other memory out there that doesn't work with the firmware update.
Right.
And this also means you don't have to use a little software patch that somebody wrote today that I saw that patches your RAM.
It doesn't actually patch your RAM. It actually goes into your, from what I read anyhow, it actually disables that check memory startup thing, so you actually have to do that little trick. That's all it does. The RAM's still crap. So if you want real good RAM that works, go to Ramjet. These guys were the first and only, as far as I know, actually somebody actually came out newer RAM came out. But these guys were the first, and they said that they tested everything to Apple specs.
It works.
And you know, people are pissing and moaning, and we've surfed a lot of the boards about this stuff. And people are saying, well, it's Apple's fault. Well, no, it's actually people, if you went through and you checked the specifications that Apple gave you for, then you would not have any problems. But people are trying to get the cheapest RAM possible, and they're running into problems. And Apple says, hey, this is by design because we want to keep the integrity of the machine working, and RAM's a big factor in that, especially with OS X being such a random intensive operating system.
I got to credit these guys, Aaron Buckley over at Ramjet. He basically FedExed us memory to test overnight. It works great. It's in both titaniums. It's running right now. OS X loves it.
That's right.
Drinks
OS
it up.
OS X loves it.
Drinks
OS
it up
9,
like we drink beer.
That's right. So the best thing about these guys is the fact that number one, that they tested all the Mac RAM, and number two, that their site is easy to find RAM regardless of what you're looking for. Because
you can find cheese there, too.
Yeah, if you do a search for cheese, you're going to find lots of cheese. So what else are we going to talk about?
The website was redesigned. I'm working on it. I have a full-time job. I'm getting to it when I can. I want it to be perfect.
You call that a job?
I want it to be perfect.
Okay.
We'll get it. Who's this last week when we missed this Clint Richardson left for a cellular company?
Clint Richardson.
Now, I'm curious. He's on the Apple. He was a big Apple executive, but I have never heard of this man before. But everybody was all broken up that he left. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Clint Richardson.
He has a strange name.
He went to, some cellular company, and we just want to know why.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Sure it's not Clint?
Clint? No, I don't think it's Clint.
I think it's Clint.
I don't think it's Clint.
So he has
Clint.
A funny name. Did he star in that movie Dirty Harry?
Yeah, H-E-R-R-Y. There goes Bill Spellcheck again. If anybody out there has a spell check program,
no,
that
was
license,
by design. Dirty Harry, instead of Dirty
I'm
Harry.
Sure it was.
Instead of Clint and Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, another, people were saying that, one of the biggest problems with Apple is that they're losing all these guys. Well, yes, they lost Clint. And
we'll miss him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Clint. So, I don't know.
I don't know either, but I could tell you this.
We got sponsors.
Are you sick of the same old operating system? Bored with the same old point and click? Does drag and drop feel more like drag and drool?
Aw, yeah. Do you need more stimulus in your operating system?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like some more action? Wouldn't you like your hard drive to be really hard?
Now you can get that stimulating computing experience with the new Mac OS XXX.
Aw, yeah. Mac OS XXX is for the hardcore computer user.
Aw, yeah.
The ones who crave a hot computing experience.
Give it to me.
Not only will Mac OS XXX make you hot,
yeah,
it will keep you coming back for more. Aw, yeah.
Whether it's the crazy, supple, super candy-coated throbbing buttons or the slinky dock, you'll be in ecstasy with your computer.
Aw, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be the bouncing icons or the see-through menus that'll get your motor running. But we're sure you'll want to dig deeper inside the BDSM subsystem. Aw, yeah.
That's right, Mama. We are sure you must be hot from our season, and we'll run right out and get a copy of Mac OS XXX.
Aw, yeah.
Give it to me.
Mac OS XXX should not be confused with the Mac OS sex perfume.
All right. That's right. Right over there, baby. Yeah. Click that icon. Drag and drop. Empty the trash, Mama. Empty the trash.
Wow, Mac OS sex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we sound just like those guys, don't we?
That's pretty funny.
Cool.
That's neat. That must be like, is that like a Windows NT or one of those?
Windows NT? Windows NT?
Or that, like the Windows...
Windows Whistler, huh?
Yeah.
These Cupertino lights, baby, they're going down real smooth
Cupertino
again.
I love Cupertino lights.
Since we've been here for about 4 hours now, dicking around with this equipment.
I know, I'm going to have a fun drive home.
Yeah. Great drive home. We're going to do something a little different with the news this week. Did you hear?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do something a little different with the news this week. We're going to fall off the script. Forget the script.
Okay.
And yep.
Go on.
We're going to go to MacSurfer.com for once. And
these
aren't our sponsors.
We're going to go to the absolute latest. But we just like these guys.
Yeah, I'm just a little perturbed that, you know, we missed a week, so all my news here is kind of out of date. So
yeah, this one, what is a Apple something announces
the Apple
the 2CX.
CI.
Yep.
And
what's that?
That's way out of date.
Steve Jobs ousted. He got fired.
John Sculley.
Starts. This is really old
news.
Yeah,
let's just go down Mac Surfer.
Okay.
Maybe they'll do, you know, they're cool. We're always, we're, hold
what
on.
What the hell is this?
Hold on. Well, let me put this down. Hold on. Mr. LaFleur, what are you doing here?
Hello. Good evening.
Wow, we just heard you on the satellite feed.
Yes, well, I don't have a very good way to announce how I'm going to get here, but I'm here, and I want
great
to say hello.
Great.
And I want to say...
Do you have the time?
It's 2 minutes after two, I believe.
It's about, or...?
It's about 2 minutes after two.
Do you want to help me do the news this week, sir?
Sure.
Well, what you got to do, it's pretty easy. Just go to MacSurfer.com.
Yes.
And we'll just kind of go down through. If you see something you like, I'm going to let you start. You just kind of comment on it. You see something cool? This way it's live. This is only a day old.
Okay, very
day old,
nice.
Like day old bread. Do they got day old bread up there in Canada?
We love day old bread in Canada. The great nation of Canada.
What's that hoser mean? Everybody says hoser up there. What's that mean?
It is like, how do you say in America? You
a
do,
dickweed?
It could be. It could be like dude. Maybe dude.
Okay. So why don't you go down through the news here and pick out something you like and just kind of, you know, do a little report.
About Apple offers RAM instant rebate promotion.
Okay, you don't have to start with the very first one.
Oh,
you can
okay
actually go down through and, you know, whatever jumps out at you. It's your call. How about talking about Kerbango? Is there anything on there about Kerbango?
Kerbango, let's see.
Do you guys
know.
Got Kerbango up there in Canada?
No. What is that?
Kerbango is the tuner that
it's
the Mac and Chat.
It's very, very cold up there in Canada.
Yeah.
So
Kerbango would have been.
We do not use Kerbangs or whatever.
Kerbango.
Yes.
That would have been the Mac and Chat radio show was actually going to be on Kerbango, and we tried to get on there, and they were just about ready to get us on there, and then they decided, you know, of course, no more Kerbango.
Right.
So that's
right,
great.
I see.
So they helped, but not very much. So
we just
tried story.
We tried to keep all bandwidth down in Canada.
Why is that?
Because we don't want the modems down here in America to blow up.
I see. So you're very conscious of your bit. You don't want to waste characters or, you know, when you're typing and things like that.
Right. We don't use, like, we just keep sentences very straight and very
I
quick.
See. Well, that's not. You guys got healthcare up there for everybody too, right?
Right. Healthcare, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very good.
So pick out a story. See something you like. Just kind of, you know.
Okay. How about this? Let's see. How about the German threat rises... Infowar fear.
No, forget that. I don't like that.
No, that's kind of boring.
How about Jobs and Dell? What recent commitments from both?
Yeah, what do you
about
think about that?
The rivals.
But what do you think about Michael Dell?
He is a very, very interesting man, and he has nice hair.
I think he's a bastard myself. A bastard child, actually.
He could be. He could be communist or something.
He really he said some really negative comments toward Apple and his little side henchmen.
Did he call them hosers?
Just about. In corporate terms, he basically called them a bunch of hosers.
I heard he doesn't play hockey, so he's pretty much a fan.
I don't think he could play hockey.
He's a definite hoser.
He'd probably break
definite
the skates
hoser up here in
under
Canada.
His weight.
Yes, I do believe it's Canada would say he's a hoser.
Yeah. So well,
we had a Dell in our office one time, and I don't know where it went.
So I'm just going to kind of go down through because you basically, you're not doing much over there, but that's okay.
I don't know what this here.
Well,
I never seen.
How about this one? I got one.
We don't use these higher end Macintosh here. We only have what do you call
classic,
them?
Classic too.
In the Mac TV. So we don't use these here.
I got one here. It's the Apple shareholders meeting is set for April 19th, and it's a very important let me just click it.
Excuse me. I had the Molson before I came here.
Molson.
I don't want to
that's
pimp
one
my sponsor.
You can't pimp your sponsors. That's
in
a
Canada, we don't pimp sponsors. We don't like, talk
absolutely
about them.
Not.
So we keep them about.
This shareholders meeting on April 19th is very important. It's the company's board of directors will be reelected at the meeting if it all goes through. There's also a executive officer stock plan.
Is Brian Adams a member?
No, I think Amy Mann. Amy Mann is going to be up for reelection.
Who's that?
Amy Mann is Steve Jobs' girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
You remember with the panties on the jet from 2 weeks ago?
I don't listen.
Never mind.
I don't listen.
The executive officer stock plan are going to increase the number of shares available to offer executives by 5 million shares. And that means that Clint Eastwood is not going to get shares because he left the company.
That's too bad.
Yeah. He's a mayor or something, I don't know, in California. So that was a pretty interesting story. So if you're a shareholder, you're going to get a little thing in the mail like I did. You have to vote, and your proxy vote. You got to fill it out, send it in, and let's get the board of directors back.
We don't get that, I don't believe.
Yeah, not in Canada, you don't. But you really got to get these board members back in. They did a good job. They, give jets away and the whole thing. So we definitely want them back.
That's amazing.
Good job, guys. Good job. Do you see one more story on there? We got one more.
I see one. Here's one.
We got time for one more.
The Bare Naked Ladies and are big fans of Apple.
The Bare Naked Ladies are big fans of Apple.
It says it right here.
And what would you like to say about that?
That they are Canadians and they are great and they come from Vancouver, which is a pretty crappy area of Canada, but they're pretty popular here in the United States. So, I heard that all of their CDs have a bunch of Macintosh stuff on it.
I have a very strong feeling we're going to get really bad trouble for this show, but that's okay, because it comes down to who cares. Thank you.
I'm going to leave now. So
yes, I'm glad you stopped by.
I just
want
to say hello. I had to get back into my...
It's getting bad out there.
Yeah, it's very cold. Yes,
you should close that window behind you.
70 today.
Close that window there behind you. Why don't you?
All right. Goodbye.
Light all the cold in. Thank you, sir. That was Liam.
Man, he stinks.
The Fleur.
He's sweaty.
Yeah, it does stink in here.
Those greasy Canadians.
I actually didn't use deodorant today. I must confess.
Oh, all right.
What
I didn't
can
know
do?
What it was.
I was in a rush. What can you do?
So how was that? Was that good?
That was great. I just noticed one thing.
I'm taking a piss.
You don't have a mic stand tonight. What's up with that?
I don't know. I think your girlfriend cut you off from the mic stand pot.
Hell hath no fury like a woman without a mic stand. Let me tell you that right now.
Yeah.
If you ever have
a
woman who happens to be a singer in a band, do not touch her mic stand. Trust me, gentlemen and ladies out there.
Yeah, that was pretty scary. I don't know. I wouldn't be messing with her mic stand.
I wouldn't either. We have the Apple stock watch. I'm sure you don't have the theme ready because you're over there burping. Ooh, I'm the boy.
Apple stock watch.
That's her.
The current that's true. The current price is $20.54.
Do you think that Canadians actually sound that way?
Probably not.
Because I've been to Montreal several times and
more French.
They sort of fluctuate from like French to English to just like. I have no idea.
I love this Canadian themed show. I wish we could, I'm sure the right people will understand, what's going on. But that's neither here nor there.
We're going to take over Canada.
We'll see.
It's
going to
be
so.
It's a 52nd state.
Once we get our equipment running.
Isn't the 52nd state or something like that?
When we get our equipment running, we're going to take over Canada real quick.
Good.
Anyway, we got the t-shirts. One more plug on the t-shirts before we. What is that? What was that?
That was my plug sound.
Oh, okay.
I have it.
Well, before we have our typical phony phone call, I don't know.
I'm plugging the t-shirts.
That's real great.
You like that?
That's one of your better sounds, I have to say. I'm glad you spent $2,700 on the computer.
And the other thing that we wanted to promote is... That's right. Me and Mark get into a car, and we drive around, and we grow mustaches. And we call it...
Enough.
Magnum.
Enough.
Magnum? Want to do Magnum? No?
Maybe, yeah. We have to finish Mac Wolf first, actually.
I thought that would be a good idea. We grow mustaches, and we drive around.
So what do you think of my phony phone call this week? What do you think? Don't play it yet. What do you think of it?
Oh, see, I already had that queued up. I was going
to
do that.
No, I'm beating you to it. What do you think? Give me your critique.
This song is very accurate. This is what we have is we have another phony phone call to a local store that we have here. It was kind of a quick off the cuff idea.
We're rushing, man, to get this done. We're already like 10:30 now, and we should be done by now.
It's 2 minutes to two. So what happened was we were kind of rushing. So we went through and we just decided to. You know, let Mark do his first phony phone call.
The very first.
Because I've been doing all these times, and they've been getting rave reviews. Actually, a couple of them are on Broadway now, which is pretty exciting.
I think yours are easily the best. Easily.
So this is Mark's intro into the phony phone call thing, and, you know.
I'm a virgin, baby.
If I can find it here. What did we call it again?
I think we called it Kid Call.
Kid Call?
Yep, you should have it there.
A, B, C, D, E.
You said earlier you had it.
That's our looped crying baby sound, by the way.
Shoppers Will Price, Shopper, how may I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a product. I wonder if you have in stock.
Okay.
I'm looking for a cereal. My kid's asking for it. Carbon Coco Classics.
Carbon Coco
Classics. It's in translucent. It's in a translucent box or something. Kid's screaming for it. I got to get this stuff for him.
Do you know who makes it?
I think Apple. Apple, right. Apple Jacks or Apple something.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Thanks, sir.
Sir. Like that kid could ask for anything. So this is an example of Mark being very virgin-like.
It was my first time. I think you're a virgin on those sounds. I don't know what you're doing over there with the volume.
Oh, it's very loud.
Don't drown my commercial out.
I think they're going to check for me now.
There's no sound. Nothing's happening. This is dead air. Listen to this.
Okay, any home over there?
No. That's exciting. That's where Mark moved away from the telephone thing, and it dropped onto the floor.
You don't have those in stock?
No.
Do you have any other Price Choppers in the area?
They might be called
Apple Jacks. They got a free Mac TV in every box. The kid's screaming back here.
Gotta say Mac TV.
He said he's never heard of it.
Apple Jacks? Apple Jerks?
Wait a minute.
Something like that?
Hold on.
Now this guy's on to us.
I think they're calling the police right now. This is just a warm-up for me.
Mark says they're calling the cops. He's on. That's right now. Didn't hear that.
Yeah, I'm looking for a box of cereal. Apple Jacks? Do you got those in stock?
Of course I do, sir.
Oh, okay. The lady was giving me a problem there. I don't know what was going on. They're fully cocoa, right?
Totally caught him off guard.
My kid's screaming here. I gotta get these things. I don't know what's going on here.
Caught.
We have them both.
Snag.
You have a price on those? Steve Jobs on the box, right?
What?
Steve Jobs on the box? That guy? Picture?
I don't give out prices over the phone.
Oh, okay. I'll be in. Where are you located?
Hudson Park.
Great. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
And this is Bill running around the studio right now. Not pressing stop. So there it was. Alright, enough. You overplayed that.
So anyhow,
that was my first time, you know? It hurt. It really hurt. It was my first time.
So
It'll get easier.
It worked. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was just, it was kind of funny.
They were on to me. You just do your normal voice, so they're never on to you.
Yeah, well, I try to do it.
How about this? I propose a contest.
All right.
Let's get every listener out there to give us your best phony phone call on an MP3. Send it to me or Bill at macandchatradio.com. The best one will get the official Mac and Chat Radio t-shirt for free.
Ooh,
how's that? Isn't that a good contest?
That's a good contest.
We'll pick
like
them. We'll listen to them all. It'll be like kind of a Howard Stern thing. We'll listen to them all. You know, call Dell. Call whoever you're going to call.
Now, I mean, can they? I mean, some people might just throw you like a 5,000 meg file.
No, if it's a normal size, come on. I mean, keep it like a minute or two. You know, don't go crazy with it. Try to make an MP3, low quality. If you have it and you don't want to send it to me, tell me where it is. We can FTP. We can do the whole thing.
We can FUP, whatever you want to do.
But I think how many shows from now we should pick the winner if we get
it. I think probably like two or three shows. Let's do three shows.
Okay. Three shows from now.
Three shows from now, we're going to pick the winner. So keep them coming in. The one who has the best, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. Either we'll give you a Mac and Chat t-shirt or we'll give you the Ramjet t-shirt.
We have Ramjet t-shirt.
The Ramjet t-shirts, we only have a couple of those, so we want to do those for the special things. You know,
those are really cool.
Yeah. So naked pictures of your cats, that contest that we have later on.
So that's a contest. If you're listening to this, you'll hear it. You'll send us some stuff. If not,
yeah, all five of you. So don't all five of you email us at once.
And the people that are already getting shirts, I think they should be exempt.
Well, but like my mom?
Yeah, exactly. Right, so you know who you are if you're getting a shirt. You guys,
don't worry. I just leave mine on the ground wherever I am.
That's right. I forgot all about that. Why don't you tell that story while I get a beer?
Well, I went and I picked up the shirts from Mark's house, and I, you know, had a couple other things to grab, and I left the things that I had to grab at his house, and I walked out the door, and I dropped them on the ground. So I was looking for the shirts the next day, and they were gone. Dead air.
They were
like that dead air?
They were actually outside my apartment on the ground. Two of them. Brand new t-shirts. Speaking about those t-shirts, before you get too far over there, Mr. Triggerfinger, who did the t-shirts for us? That's right.
These are the voyages of the starship. All you.
All you.
Spock, where are my t-shirts?
Okay, I think that's a good intro for them. I'm sure he's like pissed off beyond belief that we're doing this every week.
He won't
return my phone calls, you know. He just doesn't call anymore. Anyway, allyou.com. I'm turning you down right now. Allyou.com. Screen printing and embroidery. They did our shirts for us. These things are awesome. You can see a little picture of them on the site. Just kind of a little mock.
Wait, here's Jim.
Enough. I'm trying to get the guy a commercial here.
He's pissed off because we're cracking on his name.
No, Jim Holodak, and that's where Bill gets this skit from that he does every week. Jim Holodak's the owner. He'll treat you with, are you done over there with the sound?
No, this is the sound for the commercial.
All right. They sponsor this show. They're the official outfitters of the MVS, which is the Mac and Chat Variety Show.
That's right.
Mac and Tosh Variety Show. That sounds pretty cool, too.
Mac and Chat, Mac and
we'll get
whatever.
Sued for that.
Macaroni and Cheese
Macaroni and
show.
Cheese Variety Show. Did you ever go to their site? You have been there, right?
Oh, God. Actually, we were just looking at it on Thursday. I think Jerry actually ordered some t-shirts.
Well, hey, am I looking at this?
Jerry went there and
the Brandbuster shirts, man, are the best.
I think
they're
he ordered a Brandbuster shirt.
Did he really order one?
I think he did because he was looking for something for his son, and he mentioned something about going there.
These guys really
actually,
do a
you know
good
what's
going
to happen? I probably got the whole thing wrong. I'll go into work tomorrow. He'll listen. He goes, "I never said that. Why? Now my son is going to expect a shirt. Why did you do it?"
Okay, back to the commercial at hand. AllYou.com. These guys are great. They can work anywhere in the world. You can send them requests. They'll do shirts for you. They'll FedEx them out. They do an awesome job. If you want a shirt, come to the site and buy one. They're $10. They're supporting the show, so we know you're listening.
And their logos are on the sleeves.
Yep. Their Apple ISP logo on one sleeve and allyou.com on the other. It says, what does it say on the back? Reinventing? No, we're not reinventing. What does it say?
I like chicks.
I like chicks on the back.
What does it say? Whoa. What's
raising
it say
the
back?
Pirate flag again.
It says.
No, raising the pirate flag again. That's kind of a little allude, you know, we're alluding to the early Macintosh days, right?
Right.
Cool. So allyou.com.
That was my slogan, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was. I did pick it. I thought it was great. That's on the back of the shirt. Go there and buy one. $10.
And they're cool, and we are going to give them away. But I think, are they going to sell them on their site? Or are they going
to? Eventually, when we make $1 million, I'm sure they will.
Right next to Friends, they'll be up there.
But for now, you can buy them at our site. Send me a little note. I'll get you one out.
At cornbeefandcabbage.com.
That's right. So, Jim, thank you very much. They're awesome shirts. We're very, very
pleased.
And
you've been a great sport, Jim, with our Holodeck.
Please don't kill us. So,
yeah, don't.
That's pretty
cool.
Don't
shoot us, really.
Thanks, guys. Are you done? Can we go on to the next segment, please?
Have some more Valium.
Sure. Here we go. How's that? Can we move on to the next segment? We got a really important hardware and software review this week. Can I have some hardware and software theme sound, maybe?
You want hardware and software theme?
It would be nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we pay my girlfriend for.
Okay. How about this one?
Welcome to this week's product review.
Man, I really hope this show is taping right now, because we have no way of knowing if this show is taping. It says it's recorded. I don't know.
Oh, great. How about maybe your microphone cuts
off?
Well,
I got an antenna coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
I hope.
Sorry. That's not
and
me.
And then thinking about it.
That's not me.
Okay.
So my hardware.
Can I go
review,
to the bathroom while
yes,
you're doing
you can.
This? Okay.
This is good, because I got to be serious during this. These guys are really cool. Go and leave the microphone here. This week's hardware review is the Lucent-based Orinoco wireless internet PCM CIA card, and this thing is like an airport card, but it's not made by Apple, but it does work just as well as the Apple card. This is also known as the Waveland Silver card, and it provides high-speed wireless networking at 11 megabits per second, secure internet access for laptop and desktop computers, and as well as a wide range of mobile client computing devices. Orinoco makes this card, and they make other products, whole bunch of stuff they do, all kinds of cards, wireless cards. This builds on Lucent's industry-leading Waveland wireless LAN technology, and this PC card is interoperable with other manufacturers, and you can use them in PCs and Macs. I guess you could use them in Unix machines. I don't know if you can. I'm sure anybody out there can do anything with them, but I got it on my G4 at home. Works great. Some of the pros of the card, it's nice to see the status lights while on the internet. There's a whole bunch of little green lights on the side that shows you what's going on. Unfortunately, Apple's card really doesn't show you that. They show you the signal strength, but they don't show you, you know, what is there actually anything happening. So it's nice to look down and see that stuff through there. I guess Bill's back from the bathroom. He's ready for another beer. Hope that's good for you.
Thanks.
You want to do another pro? We'll just go back and forth so you're somehow a part of this. I know you don't have the card, but...
I didn't get to use a card because I don't have an airport station.
No station.
So, but what I can tell you about this card... is
I'm just going to pour beer on myself. I don't know if that's okay with you.
Is that it actually is a nice looking card, but it has small breasts, and but it's not cheap or poorly designed.
Why do you do this to my reviews every week? I mean, I'm sitting here with a wet leg. I mean,
I can't help if you peed yourself.
No bulky software is needed. You just put the thing in, and there it is on the desktop. It says airport card. It works just like the Apple airport card. It's really quite amazing, actually.
Really?
What about your next point? As I
it
off.
Certainly is fast. off of Napster, not that if we ever use Napster
Never.
Ever, via cable modem, I was getting anywhere between, I wasn't, but Mark was, so he wrote this, but he was getting anywhere between 40 and 60K per second. And the great thing about this is that when I was talking to him on ICQ, what the hell is that?
That was like my super fast sound.
Okay, great. So anyhow, he kept bragging about how fast he was getting stuff.
Yes, he was.
So he was pretty
excited
about that.
Yeah, it is cool. It really is fast. It works just as well as it is, as it says it does.
What about the signal strength? Is that
The signal strength is great. Anywhere in my apartment was full 5 green dots, and my apartment's only 4 inches by 7 inches. So really, you can only stand in one spot. But it worked well. I mean, the airport, I just put that airport station right on my head. I strapped it on with a rubber band, and it was great. I mean... Seriously.
I mean, how far could you actually go?
We have an old building at work. It's all brick, you know, old building, like 1800s building. I went from the third floor.
It's haunted.
Yeah, it is haunted. I put the base station on the third floor, went down to the first floor, and I was still getting 4 dots easily. I was walking around, surfing. It was perfect. I mean, it was really, really kicking. What is that?
Did you get electrocuted by using
No, I didn't get electrocuted. It's an airport card.
All right.
There, that was the sound I was trying for earlier.
Oh God!
This one's
all
affordable. It's only about $20 more than the Apple card. It's like $120. You can take it out and swap it into another machine, like Bill's piece of crap G4 that never works right. If he wanted to use it, he came over. He could plug into it.
Piece of crap.
You don't have to operate on your PowerBook to install it. Just slide it in the side.
You don't. Yeah, and I actually heard that one of the biggest problems with the new Titaniums is installing this card. A lot of people say that because the bottom is made out of metal and it's sort of thin, you have a chance of bending. Thanks for cranking up the volume. I was like,
yeah, everybody always complains that it's not loud enough, or it is loud enough.
So anyhow, and they say that it's really tough getting the airport card in there because you have to turn the thing upside down, take the thing off, And putting the card back in there isn't that difficult, but putting the bottom back on is very difficult.
We got to get some new sounds.
Well, you leave Mark for about 4 seconds alone, and he's all over right. there.
Seriously, what are some of the cons of the card? So what I've told you, the cons of the card. I just told you a new one tonight. Do you remember that one?
I don't know.
The cons of the card tonight.
Oh, yeah, I almost snapped the thing off.
Yeah, if you're sitting like, you know, kind of cross-legged and you put the power book in your lap, the thing sits right where your leg goes. It's going to snap it right in half. So I don't know what sound he's trying to play right now.
That's my fast airport card. It's a jet fighter breaking the sound barrier.
Oh, okay.
Can't you tell?
Why don't you use... That's a fast tear.
That's
card.
Old.
Look anyway. At
this broke the sound barrier. Listen to that.
All right. There, can I broke continue? It again. Can I continue now?
Okay.
It only works in the machine with a PCM CIA card, so... Slot, you know, so you can't just jam it into a
Jane, you ignorant slot!
You can't jam it into a G4 tower, unfortunately.
You can't jam it into your face either.
No, you can't.
It won't work.
The encryption mechanism in it just doesn't work. You have to turn it off or it freaks out and starts crying and the whole thing. I don't know. I turned it right off and I plugged the thing in, and there it was. It was working great. So overall,
is this it with the encryption?
Yes. Overall, I would definitely buy the card, only for the reason that it's very portable and it lives up to its marketing as being fast, reliable, and easy. It does work on the other OSs out there, but unfortunately, guess what it doesn't work with?
The Mac 2CX.
That's right. And what else?
And the Canadian version of the Mac TV.
Yeah, and one more thing.
Mac OS 10.
Nope, doesn't work with it. There's
but
no
that's
drivers.
Not, but that's not
it's
a problem.
It's not final. It's not final.
It's not a problem.
It is
I
a
mean,
final. Or it is it is a problem.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that don't work with OS 10, so this might be fixed.
It is going to be fixed. Actually, they said the driver should be out between, I think, April and May.
Well, we're in April, so it should be pretty soon.
Hope so.
It is from what I've seen of the card, it is, you know, it's a good solution. If you don't feel like taking apart your G4...
Or you have a fleet of PowerBooks, you know, you don't want to buy 10 different airport
right.
cards.
Right, you can just throw it in there. And one of the best things about anything with PCI, MCIA, is that, you know, if you have any machine that has it, I think you can connect to it, anyone. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have an airport-specific machine to do it.
So that's pretty cool. It's
I don't
it's
know.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
Yeah, if you fell on the floor, I mean, you could actually summons the 911 service with your Waveland card if you really wanted to, right?
That was so dumb.
I know.
That was beyond dumb.
Seriously, to get this product or for more information, head over to the website at www.waveland.com. And thanks to our PR man over there. Who is he?
Jimmy Buffett?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Mark Shapiro.
Shapiro Law Firm?
Yep, they let us test drive the card for a month. Bill didn't get to test it because he doesn't get the cool toys that I do because he doesn't have a base station. And that's him trying to jimmy the card out of my hands, and I won't let him. So it's Orinoco, Mark Shapiro.
.com.
No, it's not .com. It's Orinoco is
you're
the
like,
company.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
So
what's your problem?
That's my hardware and software review this week.
Wow, that was great.
I have to pee, I think.
Oh,
I think
again?
It's time.
Wait. The guy said...
I know, we're not supposed to do this.
No, really, don't pretend you're leaving when the person...
when you're really not.
When you're not, because, like, you're not fooling anybody. So, all right, Mark's not going to leave. Mark's gonna stay here, and I'm going to do Jargon Watch, and...
Do we have a sound for Jargon Watch while I sit here?
Yeah, hey, ready?
Welcome to this week's Jargon Watch.
So this week with Jargon Watch,
yes.
Mark's not going to leave. Mark's
yes,
going to
no.
stay on mic and do his impersonation of a fictional character called Ed McMahon. Not
yes,
the,
sir.
Not the actual Ed McMahon from the Publisher's Clearinghouse. The last name is actually spelled differently.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Actually M-A-C-I-L-O-P.
Yes, did you see my...
M-A-H-O-N-N-N-E. So it's a different guy.
Sir. Did you see my thong I'm wearing just for you, sir?
See?
It's diamond studded.
This
yes.
here is a fictional character
oh.
played by Mark Delph.
Hey ho.
So Mark doesn't actually have to leave and go to the bathroom each show to upset all those people out there that really get upset about that sort
yes,
of thing.
Yes, sir. This is a total mockery, sir. Yes.
Yes. Thank
it's
you.
Still.
So anyhow,
a mockery.
Regardless of whether or not people get pissed off that Mark leaves and pretends that he's not here and we want to spoof people to think that it's actually really Ed McMahon. We still have to get through Jargon Watch.
Sir.
Because actually, Jargon Watch is fairly popular.
Do you know Boobs the Clown, sir? Yes.
I do.
I love her.
So we're gonna go back. We're gonna go back into our characters, and I'm going to be very upset that Mark is playing Ed McMahon, and I will pretend to be annoyed by him.
Yes.
I hope that this disclaimer will pretty much tell everybody to go F off.
If I pick my nose, sir, can I wipe it on your floor?
Yes, you can, Ed.
I love you.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So this week in the Jargon Watch,
I like Canada.
Is since the introduction of Mac OS 10
and
Canada. The new doc,
yes.
We think that it's time to tell you a little bit about the new operating system.
Don't touch my doc. Yes.
One Jargon at a time.
Sorry,
Ed, your doc's hanging out of your pants.
Oh, whoopee.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So this week, since it's the doc.
Sir, hacha, 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 hacha.
That's right. And not to be confused with bagels or cornflakes, this is the doc that Apple uses. In OS 10 is really one of the coolest features. Sort of like Windows has the start bar now. We've got the dock. So
start me up, baby. Yes.
And I think that the dock is kind of like a neater thing than the start bar ever thought it was.
Throw me in a mud pile and call me Piggy. Yes.
The dock is Apple's new way of helping you manage things in the Finder.
I'm a dirty boy. Yes.
The dock is many things. Number one, Ed, it's a launcher, right?
Launch me into space, sir. I would love to.
Yes. And you can put applications in there. You can use it to launch applications. You can use it to do launch folders. You can do whatever you want. You can throw just about anything in there, aliases, programs, whatever.
Throw me in a pile of young women, sir. Yeah. Ouch.
That's right. And it also takes the place of a control strip where you can raise the volume.
Yes.
You can raise the dead. You can see the time and the status of the battery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It also is a status bar.
Look at my liver spot, sir, yes.
It's like the Finder where it's a status bar and it tells you what apps are open. And also the neat thing about a dock is it actually can give you real-time views of what's going on within that application, like something like QuickTime or like there's a new program called Fire, which actually uses a fire.
Yes, sir. My ass is on fire, yes.
Type of graphic to show you the processor and how much disk access is being used. It's a pretty neat program. Also, it's a bar tap, and where you pour beer out of the new Apple brand port, the Lager Buyer port.
Beer.
So you can actually click on that, and beer will pour out of the. If you have a machine, that supports Lager Wire, sort of like FireWire, but instead of data, it actually pours beer out. So it's a bar tap also. So,
I'm not even drunk yet, sir.
Like we say with Jargon Watch, we always tell you how to correctly use Jargon Watch, and we always tell you how improperly to use Jargon Watch. So this week, the word being dock, how to correctly use the word dock in a sentence would be, you can click on the dock to open that program.
Yes, sir.
So wherever with the icon on is on the dock, you can actually click on there and the program will open. And how to improperly use the dock is, man, did you check out the dock on that chick?
No, sir, I haven't yet.
Yeah, there you go. So that's how you shouldn't use that way. So that's Jargon Watch this week.
I love it. And you are correct, oh, great one.
And Mark doesn't have to come back from the bathroom.
That's right, because I'm already here, sir. Ouch.
Hey, now quickly switch to Mark.
Yes.
And it'll go back to Ed.
Yes, sir.
See?
I like boobs. Right. Yes.
Not that Ed and Mark are different people, just the voice changes. Actually, everything that Ed says is really Mark's inner demons.
I wet myself, sir. Yes.
You did this evening.
Yes, I did.
So that was pretty exciting. So there you go. And hopefully we didn't piss off anybody by saying that we left the room and when we really didn't.
Slap my ass and call me Fred.
That's
yes.
right. Thank you, Freddy.
Hoopa, hoopy, hoopy, dooby dooby. Ouch.
So now we go on to one of the most popular segments, Back from the Dead, is our good man, the man on the scene, the man with the plan, is our good friend, Rumors with Bruce. That's right. Bruce is back after a couple week hiatus. We had him. He was actually captured from Apple and was thrown into the Apple prison for stealing some rumors.
Hello, you two bastards. I am the man, the myth, the one they call Bruce.
Bruce, every week that we talk to you, you have a different voice. What the hell's going on? I mean, is there a problem? Is there an issue? Every week, you know, that we have Bruce on here, people talk about how it's very interesting where they don't know what Bruce is going to say. And we're kind of confused because every once in a while we don't know what Bruce is going to sound like. Sometimes he sounds like a girl.
Hello, you two bastards. I am the man, the myth, the one they call Bruce.
Oh, Oh, great. Now he's back. So, Bruce, where have you been? What's been going on here?
Sorry that I have been away so long. I had severe hemorrhoids, and I'm under a doctor's care.
Wow.
The only person on Earth with more ass problems is Bill Susie, but that's another story.
I do have some ass problems, but that's not neither here nor there. So, anyhow, Bruce, what's going on this week with the rumors? Do you have anything going on?
So, I got this funny joke I need to lay in your laps over there. Are you ready, girls?
Another joke, right?
It goes a little something like this.
Okay.
How many cyber dogs does it take to pee on Navy Television's office floor?
Oh, boy.
None. Because they discontinued that piece of crap years ago.
Oh, boy.
Hee hee hee.
That's funny.
Hee-ooga.
Yeah, well, Bruce, I think the cyberdog jokes are getting a little bit old.
Do at Apple anyway.
I don't think that they're funny at all. So maybe next week you might think of something different, maybe? Possibly?
So, since I've been away, I've heard some juicy rumors about the new revision to the new Mac OS X, which is codenamed Blue Balls. This new revision sports such features as a smiling face at startup, a snazzy menu bar with an apple, and the ability to point to items on screen with a small arrow.
No.
Critics say this is the biggest advance in operating systems today. What do you think of that, my two funny-looking little bitches out there in New York?
Well, Bruce, I mean, that doesn't really sound too much of a rumor. I don't think you've been doing your job.
Hey. If I wanted to hear from a couple of boobs, I would have called Britney Spears.
Oh, you'd been lucky to hear from
them. Must get the hell out of here, since I have to go have a few drinks with that man who just left Apple.
What the hell
is his name again?
I don't know.
It really doesn't matter.
Crack Johnson?
Who the hell needs him?
We don't need him. So, Bruce, are you going to come back with some real rumors next week?
I'm out of here.
Are you going to, like, have anything?
Leave me be.
This is not a real rumor,
Bruce.
Don't
piss me off, Junior.
I know, but Bruce,
hey,
can you do your job,
maybe? I'm done with this nonsense until my welfare runs out.
Well, I know.
You touch on my wig, I break a you face.
Great, Bruce. Well, I know we don't pay you much, but do you think you get some real rumors next week? Ooh.
Bite me. F you.
Oh, Bruce.
Don't make me wrap your face around to the backside of your ass, punk.
Wow. Bruce.
Every week, it's the same thing.
And he just leaves.
Should we explain why I'm not on mic during that whole segment?
No.
No, we don't want to ruin it.
We don't want to ruin it for everybody.
I had to go to the bathroom.
That's right. Santa Claus is fake.
Oh,
and
God.
So is the Easter Bunny. They're sleeping with the Tooth Fairy.
So that's the old rumors with Bruce back from the dead.
And
same thing every week.
He's getting really, really mean. I don't understand what's going on with him.
Codename Blue Balls. What?
Who writes this stuff?
God only knows. God help us.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna get censored any day now. I don't know. What do we got next? Skit number 10. That's not skit number 10.
I just said up yours, baby.
That's not skit number 10 either.
Skit number 10 is the good old fashioned Mac and Chat.
Is this the Bermuda version?
So. Huh?
Is this the Bermuda version of Mac and
it's
Chat?
It's always the Bermuda version. If I can ever find
God,
the thing
here we
that,
go.
That says...
here we go.
Help Zone, product review. Let's see. Where is it? I don't see it. I don't have it.
Oh, God. How can you not have it? Every week it's the same thing.
I hate that one. I don't want to play it.
All right, we're going to Bermuda, and here's some help for everybody. You want to know what the question is? I got the killer question this week. How do you make icons... or faster. Come down to Bermuda, man.
Macintosh, help some.
I do that every time just to piss you off.
I know. How do you make icons in the new Mac OS X?
I don't know.
They're very difficult. How long did it take us to figure that one out?
Well, it actually took us all of, what, an hour and a half?
It wasn't me. I said the answer right here is ask Bill. He figured it out all for me.
Oh, I didn't see that. So I got to read this?
Yes, you
okay,
do.
Well, how to figure... Mac OS X allows you to have really cool 128-bit icons. Not the 32-bit icons that you're used to, but the 128-bit icons.
These things are gorgeous.
So what is 128 bits? Can you explain that to them?
It's if you count from 1 to 128...
Yes.
And then you put bits on the end, that would be 128 bits.
That's great. Basically, the size of the... If you figure that pixels are one size, You can have 128.
No.
You can have 128 by 128 square. So that allows you to have a lot of things. And plus, you can have 128 by 128 squares and the millions
X
of colors.
X equals 4,000 square.
Right. So here's how we figured out how to use...
What are you saying?
Right. Three easy steps to get the icons in Mac OS X. First of all, you have to get a copy of Icon Builder Pro. Although they're not a sponsor, we don't really care. We downloaded the light version and made icons, so we're not going to do anything about that. So Icon Builder Pro from Version Tracker, wherever the hell you get your downloads from. And you create a 128 by 128 pixel Photoshop Hello. Document of your own.
Hello.
I think that was one of our fans trying to figure out how to make icons, Bill.
That's right. And make sure it's also 72 DPI because it is going to be used on screen. Then, in the Access Builder, then you access... What is that sound you're doing?
I can't help it. I just had it.
Then you access Icon Builder Pro.
That's what it sounds like when you're talking about this. Continue.
Right. So then you've got your Photoshop open. You got your 128 by 128 pixel Photoshop document, 72 DPI. You access Icon Builder Pro from the filter menu. And then in a dialog window shows up, and the first thing you do is click on Quick Build. Now, of course...
Or you slow this down and, like, listen to it.
When you're talking like this so you can understand what Bill's saying.
It's pretty damn difficult. That's the point.
It's very simple. 128 by 128 pixel document. So whatever kind of picture you want in there, I put my face in there. So there it is.
It's really cool.
I click on Quick Build. Boom, you're done. Have a nice day. Save the document and put it in OS X and it magically appears. Was that so freaking hard?
It does work. It takes like 87 steps, but
now,
it
one of the
work.
Things you do want to do is that when you do that quick build, just don't stop on the OS X version of it. You want to put all the other icon things in there. So that's what you want to do. So that way, if you're in OS 8, OS 2, OS 5, you can see them all.
It does work. I got to say, I made my own little Mac and chat. You made our faces. That was cool.
Yep, that's true.
So that was pretty cool. I'm glad you figured it out for me. Next time you're going to be my little bitch and you're going to figure everything out for me.
That's right.
That's all that has to happen.
That's right, man.
That's all that has to happen.
My question is a Jerry Stupid question of the week.
Oh, here we go.
What do we have? Combating Seinfeld themes?
Mine first.
So this week's question is Bill, I have some JPEGs on a floppy, and I want to transfer them to a PC. When I do, the folder that they reside on is no longer on my crappy PC at home. What is the deal?
You want to read that in your own voice so people can understand what you're saying?
Jerry asked a stupid question. Bill, I have some JPEGs on a floppy that I want to transfer to a PC. When I do, the folder that they reside in is no longer on my crappy PC. That's
Dell.
A piece of crap, piece of poop, crap, stinky
Dell.
Poop, stinky crap
Dell.
PC that I have at home.
Dell.
What is the deal?
Dell.
Why won't it work?
Dell.
Why can't my Mac read it? And why can't my PC? Why am I here? What is my name? Where are my pants?
Okay.
Why do I look like George Lucas?
Why is my monitor going to explode from your microphone?
I don't know. Anyhow... So Jerry had a problem. He had a disk, had a bunch of JPEGs on it, and he wants to transfer to his PC. Didn't work. Didn't exist. They were nowhere. So after looking at the floppy on my trusty G3 that actually has a floppy drive, I noticed this name of his folder. It was 3.14.2001/4/4/GD/22. So basically... You see, Jerry, the Mac is much smarter than its brethren, the PC. And the PC gets all confused with the characters like dots and slash and forward slashes as well as other. Enter whatever you can think of there. And so the PC got all confused as to what, you know, file your folder was. It was trying to see it was being a directory, saw it as a dot. Saw it as a dot 14, which you didn't
this
know what
is,
was going
This
on.
Is almost like on the Mac side when you start a folder name with a period. Norton,
yeah.
Like, flips out.
Yeah,
can't
it
do that.
Fit.
Can't
do
that.
So,
do you remember that old thing, like, you used to be able to, like,
dot
go
Sony.
Into... Dot Sony. You used to go into CompUSA and dot Sony all the drives. Sorry. We're just teenagers. What do you expect us to do?
I know. Well, the best thing that I learned is how do you, you can easily go into Windows 98 and delete the entire hard drive with just that little key command, which I won't repeat. Exactly, and you broke them. So So what happened was that the pizza got all confused because he had too many forward slash and dot this, dot that.
Which way did he go?
So renaming the folder to just an 8.3 format, which was like a folder, dot, whatever, or we just actually just named it, I think what we ultimately did, just named it one word. So there's no dots,
Joe.
No nothing. Joe. Bob. So why did we bring this up? We bring this up because Mac OS X has its roots in Unix. And those naming conventions can also cause problems in OS X.
Add a little water and watch it grow.
Burn. So I'm not sure if it's going to cause problems, but you could, since there is Unix underpinnings in the operating system. So here's a little list of bad characters that you shouldn't use in naming files. Using multiple dots like mark period h period delphs would might confuse the operating system. A forward slash,
which way did it go?
Which actually, which under Unix go? And other OSs besides a Macintosh, means directory. I think a number sign, a question mark, greater than, and less than, and I think title as well as others are also problem.
What files. About the artist formerly known as Prince?
Don't use that icon either.
That
so there you have it, Jerry.
Out.
That's your answer, and we fixed Jerry's problem 2 weeks ago, since this is pretty much old news.
Yeah.
So, great. What do we got?
We got the old top 9.6 beta 4. Do we have? We don't have music for that, do we?
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, here we go. That's not music for top 9.6.
I think we're using this one.
Yeah. You want to read the question or you want me to?
It's the top 10 complaints and bitches about Apple by people who have way too much time on their freaking hands.
That's right. What's number 9.6, Bill?
The bottom of the PowerBook G4 gets so hot that it causes most men to become infertile.
Infertile or... Yes, that's right. Infertile? You wouldn't want to be fertile, right?
No.
Okay. Number 8. Steve Jobs bumped into me at the supermarket last week and didn't stop to help me or give me any free crap.
Could you say that in the right voice?
Steve Jobs bumped into me at the supermarket.
No. Come on. How about that guy there that you do it?
What guy?
Steve Jobs bumped into me at the supermarket last week and didn't stop to help me or give me any free crap or Apple Works upgrades.
Exactly. Number 7. They can make every freaking color under the sun, but it took them 2 years to figure out how to get the Apple logo right side up on the PowerBooks.
That's right.
Why is it? Why is the Apple upside down?
And number 7. No, you did number 7?
No, I did number 6.
Oh, number 6.
You're number 6.
They took Claris out of Mac OS X.
I don't have a dog sound.
You don't have a dog?
No. Bark?
Bastard.
Do I have a bark sound?
What about number 4? Number 5, actually, number 5. Your favorite.
I protest this.
You're number,
number
five. I'll do it.
Go ahead. I don't want to do it.
Googly Eyes 4.0 does not work in Mac OS X.
Yes, it does. It,
no,
does
it
work.
Not.
It's carbonized.
Oh, God.
It is. I have it.
What's
running
number
right now.
4?
Steve Jobs was forced to land on my lawn after his Gulfstream jet ran out of gas, and he didn't give me any free crap or Mac Paint 2.0 rumors.
There's going to be a Mac Paint 2.0?
Yes.
That's a good piece of program, man.
I love Mac.
Number
Paint.
3, numerous management have left the company, including what was his
and,
name?
Clint.
I said Clint. I didn't slip. I said Clint.
Beep.
Let me think here.
Wait, this is my sensor sound.
No, yeah. I didn't say it. You can rewind. I didn't say
it. So Apple lost a bunch of no-name scumbags. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Number two.
There's not enough Amy Mann inspired. Apple product, like the Amy Mann iBraider. I think that would have been a good one. That's a good product.
And finally, number 1, the top 10 complaints and bitches about Apple by people that have way too much time on their hands. Number 1 is, not only is there a microscopic speck of dust on my PowerBook G4 screen, but there's a piece of dirt in my yard that isn't where I left it yesterday.
No!
What the hell's up with that, Apple? Great.
I smell class action lawsuit. You know,
excellent.
That was a funny thing. I was skimming through the Mac Fix It stuff, you know, their archives there, and the big thing, class action lawsuit. And
another rant. You need some theme music for that.
And the guy says, he goes on like this whole list of stuff. He's like this and that and all this crap and blah 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 blah. And he's like screaming and yelling. He's like, and I click on a folder, and I click on another one, and the thing opens up in the same window, and I can't drag and drop the one folder to the next folder, and what is this crap? And that doesn't work, and the fan on my PowerBook flew off and crapped me in the head and split my forehead open, and now I'm bleeding out of my skull. And some guy said, dude, it's like, relax, it's just a, you know, version one, really. You know, they'll fix it.
Are you done?
Yeah, I guess.
You sure?
Anyway, people, you know, Mac users out there, they're a bunch of big pussies, and they keep complaining about shit that Apple's going to fix regardless of whether they complain or not. They complain about DVDs not being in there. They complain about this. They complain about everything. They complain about the PowerBook.
Your song's over.
So, anyhow, just shut up. Use the operating system the way it is. If it doesn't work, great. Tell them about it. Don't sit there and cry. You know what's going to happen? You're going to use it regardless. So it doesn't really matter what you complain about.
Are you done now?
Go buy Dell.
No,
go straight
No, Apple ISP is going to come down your heart for saying that because you're telling people to do things that they're not supposed to be doing.
Because you know what? The people that listen to the show would never do that.
All right. Well, that's not what Apple ISP thinks. And what do you know about Apple ISP?
They are cool.
Tell me about them.
I like them.
You know Andy over there? Andy and William? AppleISP.com. Security and reliability are assured by hosting your website on one of their new PowerMac G4 OS 10 servers. You want your sounds to play, or you want my sounds to play?
I was just adding sounds
to
your song.
They liked their commercial last week. What was the commercial last week?
I had
they said, nice commercial, Bill.
I know. I had a pretty good set. I had another commercial coming up for this one, but you decided to, you know.
Okay, here. I'm done.
Ready?
That's not a song. Okay, there we go. So AppleISP.com, they are our official web hosts.
Oh, yeah.
Knock it off. They're our official web hosts. $19.95 a month will get you a cool space over there. They got remote access. They got dial-in access. They gave you dial-in access.
They did. And if I lived in Cleveland, I would be happy.
It works if you live in the major cities. We hardly live in a major city. So
come on, Albany's huge, man.
They wrote us a cool sound program.
They
plays
did.
All our sounds.
That's what we're playing our sounds off right now.
Their very logo is on our new T-shirt.
That's right. The Apple ISP logo's right there.
So we got to send them.
They got a kick-ass website. Loads fast. And, you know, one of the greatest things about them is, like, I had an old ISP that I had to go there and I had to, like, set up a modem for. And, unfortunately, they're out of business for obvious reasons. But here's the great thing. You go to Apple ISP. If you are using one of their dial-up accounts, you just click on a button. How to set it up. Boom. There it is. OS 9, OS 10. Boom. It's very, very simple. I haven't been able to use the dial-up account yet, but...
Because we don't live in a major city.
We don't live in a major city. But if you do live in it, you can go there and take a look and punch in your area code, and it'll tell you if you have access. But if you do, I would highly recommend them because they seem to have their act going on. These guys know everything.
So get on the phone, call William, talk to Andy, one of those two guys over there.
Yeah, they send us email and tell us about shit that we don't even know.
There's
what
that word
about.
Again. Great.
I had to swear once this
once,
week.
That's the key. There's two words we say on the show every week.
That's
it's
right.
It's Mac TV and that word.
And shit.
Yes. So let's not push it.
And bagels.
You can slip, but let's not push it.
I don't think we want to swear in the Apple ISP commercial.
Server co-location.
Really
yeah, they're already, I'm sure
whoever
they're
whatever the
already,
hell server co-location means that they're thrilled.
They do
know
it.
What the hell.
They
do
quick time streaming. Quick time screaming.
They also launch space shuttles.
They do.
There.
They could, man. These guys know. They fixed my mail server. I told you that today.
I know.
They have. I God only knows what I was doing. I was trying to like set up a little script where you can mail me the T-shirt orders. And it wasn't working, so I mailed them and I said, it's not working. What do I do? Not less than 20 seconds later, that thing was fixed.
They're so bored with us. We're like, hey, this isn't working. We're all confused. We're like, oh, click, click, click. Oh.
Bored. They're just bored.
They're
with
just
us.
So bored. Every technical question we ask them, they're bored. They just fix it.
Let's call them up with like some food questions.
I
like,
know.
Can you guys know how to make eggs?
I'm trying to make this omelet, and the bagels and everything doesn't go together, and all my onions are all
right.
Mushy.
I think we've pimped the sponsors enough for one evening.
Don't be pimping.
Wait,
the sponsors,
we forgot Ramjet. We forgot Ramjet. I don't even have Ramjet on the script. They're so brand new, I don't even have them yet.
You can't even forget Ramjet.
We're going to make them up.
These guys are great.
This is the pimping the sponsors.
We're going to pimp the sponsors right here. Yo, you want to buy a watch?
No, you want to buy Ram.
You want to buy Ram?
Ramjet.com. These guys rock. They sent us two 128 meg, no, actually 256 meg chips.
That's right.
For the titaniums.
Don't skip on that.
This thing is great. It works perfectly. Popped it in 2 seconds later. It's great. And they have a little thing here on the website. what the customers are saying, Bill.
We like Ram Jam.
When I called, I talked to a living person right from the start.
Not a dead person. See, a lot of these people are from the living dead.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And you call them up and they go, and you don't get any answer from them.
You want some prices, Bill, on Ram over here?
Yeah, tell me how much is a bit of Ram for like a PowerBook?
An G4 iBook?
PowerBook iBook.
Here's a 256 meg chip for $139. For an iBook.
That is beautiful.
That's high quality. It works. It works. You plug it in and go. It's done. How about titanium RAM? 256 meg chip, $139.
Oh.
Does it get any better than that? I'm sure you can get it cheaper, but what happens when you buy cheaper?
It doesn't work.
Exactly.
And the great thing about these guys is they were the very first. Now, we got in trouble before for pimping our sponsors when we mentioned the fact that we were telling them about Ramjet, saying,
that's
hey,
right.
These guys, their RAM works. People were complaining and being sad and this and that. Nothing happens when they do it. Wait, I simply said, hey, listen, go to Ramjet. They already tested all their RAM. Go there, pick up your RAM, install it. It'll work.
It does work. We have two chips here. We have some Ramjet t-shirts to give away. We got to come up with a contest for that.
That's right.
So we got to think of something. Maybe next week we'll think of a cool contest. We got our contest.
Yep.
Thank you, Ramjet. Aaron Buckley over there.
You guys are great. Mac OS X loves you guys.
We have our own special contest. What was our contest? Send us your phony phone calls, Mac-related phony phone calls.
Yep. And the other contest is to anything at MacAndChatRadio.com that's
something funny.
Not
like Bill at MacAndChatRadio.com.
Yeah, or Joe Mama at MacAndChatRadio.
Something funny. Make us laugh.
And no Mac TV at MacAndChat. Make us laugh, and we will send you a T-shirt.
I mean, God
and
only
of course,
knows.
Jason Haynes already gets a T-shirt.
Yeah, he already gets one. He's our man.
Yeah, so we have to promote him just for...
I think he's about 29 years old.
Yeah. Right? It's a boot time.
So it's that time again. It's get number 14, that magic number. Do we have any specials?
14's the magic number.
Do we have any secret silly music?
Yes, we do, actually.
Excellent.
That's a pretty good trick, Doc. But can you do this?
Why don't you play that? Once again, that's not music.
It's just funny. I
know, but you got to play secret silly music. It's on the script.
All right. Secret
Learn how to use your sound program.
Huh?
Apple ISP wrote that for you. Learn how to use it.
Can you tell me how to get the sense of me astray?
I have no idea what that's saying, but I think you're up here, Mr. Non-Script Reader.
That's right. If you'd like to contact the staff at MacAndChat Radio, please feel free to send an email to either Mark at MacAndChatRadio.com or Bill at MacAndChatRadio.com or another Apple bites the dust.
Another Apple exec
bites
the
dust at MacAndChatRadio.com. You may also visit our home on the web at
phonics.com.
www.MacAndChatRadio.com.
Get this wire out of my face. Go ahead.
We are generally always
not the norm.
Available for download on Tuesdays at the website. Now in screaming QuickTime, and God knows what is going on with Kerbango. Obviously, they're going out of business.
No more Kerbango.
And we're not going to be on Kerbango, folks. We're going to be on something else.
Oh well. Thanks to William and all the guys and Andy too over at appleisp.com website, I should say.
com.com
for providing the exclusive website. For the Mac and Chat Radio Network. If you would like to have your own site hosted or your nails done, check them out at www.appleisp.com. And make sure you tell them that those two jerks on that Macintosh radio show sent you. And always, thanks to Bill's favorite, lovely, Julie Manteca for donating her... I'm not even going to read this. For donating her a computer voice.
Oh, come
on. No, I'm not going to do it. If you're going to do it, you're going to get in trouble for it, not me. If you have any professional... Listen, if you have any professional voiceover work done, or if you need any flowers done, she's the girl to talk to. I'm trying to read this, but I'm trying to like say what's not on here. Contact her at julie@macachatradio.com. And another huge thank you to Jim Holodeck, the Starship Enterprise and All-U Sports Fair, for taking on the role of the...
I'm a pair of pants.
For taking on the role of the official Mac and Chat Radio Network thong provider. You can check them out and buy some of their stuff at allyou.com. And thanks this week to Mark Shapiro for letting me use the Orinoco Waveland card. Check them out at waveland.com and get yourself some airport, Bill.
Get yourself some airport.
Get yourself
some
air.
That's right. And what else we got here?
You.
The MAGAChat Variety
Hour. Slow down.
Is copyrighted the MAGAChat Radio Network, and of course, all rights are reserved. No part of the show should be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written consent of Captain Kangaroo or Mayor McCheese. If you are caught doing any of these nasty things, you'll be visited by Steve Jobs in the MacWolf helicopter and shot dead on the spot. As usual, we have no affiliation with Apple, since they hate us and all. We just like Mac OS X. So tune in next week when you see the rash on Bill's ass and the PowerBook G4 juggling with Boobs the Clown.
Yes, we don't have karaoke this week, do we?
No.
Maybe next week. So what's your exit theme? Why don't you pick a good one? That's your exit theme? So I'll see you next week.
Here it is. See you next week.
I don't know how we got through this, but we're out of here.
Maybe next week it won't sound like this.
We pray.
Bye-bye. Row! Row!